Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Roger Severson, and joining me in studio today is Dr. Stephen Davis. He's the owner of Cheyenne Mountain Dental Group, and they've been serving Colorado Springs for over 30 years. And welcome, Dr. Davis. Glad to have you with us today.
Well, thank you, Roger. It's wonderful to be with you.
One of the things we want to talk about your dentistry practice is that it's family dentistry, and you offer a little bit of everything for the entire family under one roof. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we've been here serving the Cheyenne Mountain area for over 25 years, and one of the things we've always prided ourselves in is being able to offer things to help the whole family. I absolutely love seeing families and watching the growth of these the families all together and kind of go through the different stages of life. So we offer so many things from, you know, your normal cleanings for, you know, kids and adults and teenagers and all that. But also we offer things like sedation and implants. We do root canals, Invisalign, those type of things.
Let's talk about sedation dentistry. Personally, I find going to the dentist and getting my teeth cleaned rather relaxing. However, I know there are some people that have a giant fear of going to the dentist. Tell me about your sedation dentistry.
Yeah, sedation dentistry has been a part of what I've done since the very beginning. And it is really such a wonderful thing to be able to help people who have avoided the dentist for, you know, many, many reasons and for many years. I can't tell you how gratifying it is to be able to have somebody come in and they tell you that, you know, they're really, really phobic and afraid. Try to calm them and give them a little bit of comfort that they're going to be well taken care of, and then watch them as they progress through different appointments and go from being, you know, really quite terrified of being in the dentist to having this become a place where they feel safe and comfortable and know that they can get the work done that they need.
What method do you use for sedation?
For most part, we do IV sedation. It's a lot more controlled. We do conscious sedation, doing kind of like an oral, like a pill. We have nitrous as well for any of our procedures. But when we're talking sedation in general, that's an IV sedation where we really put them to where they're really, really comfortable and just there asleep, and we're working on what they need.
You know, one of the big state-of-the-art things that have come along over the past few years are implants, kind of replacing, you know, false teeth, which can present a lot of problems for people, whether they're partials or fulls. Tell me a little bit about your implant program.
And you're exactly right. Implants have been a huge improvement in the quality of care for people who are missing teeth. It used to be, like you said, either you're looking at a full denture or partial denture or maybe a bridge, which are really infamously hard to clean under. Whereas implants, we can place the implant into the bone, let it heal up, and then we build a tooth on it or allow it to attach to a denture and have that lock in. And these denture patients who've been in dentures for years and years or who have been avoiding it because they don't want to not be able to eat things they like, such as like apples and, you know, hot dogs and all that kind of good stuff. Now we're able to make it so that they can enjoy those things that they like so much and not have to worry about their teeth coming out or anything like that.
You know, the people I've spoken to who have had implants say that it's one of the greatest things that happened to them as they've gotten older, or maybe they've had, you know, some dental problems along the way. This has been a really, really good godsend to them to get back to a more normal life.
Absolutely. And you're exactly right. Pretty much to a person, that is what we hear, is just how these things have improved their quality of life, improved their confidence. And it basically improves every aspect of what they're doing. We tend to take our teeth for granted, but people who have lost teeth or in need of implants, they generally don't take it for granted because they know how important it is. And so, they're usually extremely grateful and really happy with their decision.
You know, another big improvement in dentistry has been the Invisalign teeth straightening process, as opposed to when people used to, I guess, call them metal mouths, if you will, where, you know, they had the metal braces on there. Tell me a little bit more about Invisalign and exactly how it works and what the advantages are.
Yeah, absolutely. And having been someone who prior to Invisalign being as good as it is today, I was an adult when I had braces, and I know that that is not terribly enjoyable. But Invisalign, it takes a lot of that self-consciousness and the uncomfortableness of having that wire and the brackets and, you know, how it rubs against the tissues. This is basically clear aligners. They're a set of those that we basically move through. And each one is kind of set to where we want your teeth to be in the next progression of the trays. And as you wear each set, it continually moves those teeth and it will straighten them. And in most cases, it's a lot faster than traditional braces, just because you're constantly in a state of movement. Like I said, too, they're clear. You don't have the brackets or the wires, so you can... The home care is much easier with Invisalign. It's really hard to floss when you have traditional braces, and with Invisalign, it's just a normal process with brushing and flossing. So in general, people just really, really enjoy the experience, and it's, like I said, a lot less discomfort, too.
You know, we seem to be talking about all the state-of-the-art technology that your practice offers. Another one would be laser dentistry. Explain exactly what you mean by laser dentistry.
So laser dentistry has been something that's kind of become more to the forefront here in the last few years. And there's different things we can do with lasers. You have soft tissue lasers where we can sculpt gum tissues and do things like that, where we're working more with lesions and gum tissue. And now we have what are called hard tissue lasers, where we can actually use them to prepare teeth, get out the cavities, do different things with the bone, as far as like what's called a crown lengthening, and it's much more comfortable than the traditional procedure with that. So it's given us a real benefit and extra thing to be able to help our patients who need maybe, for example, patients who may have some really deep pockets. They've been struggling with having gum disease, and they have some areas where their pockets are really deep. We can now go in with the laser and really clean that area up, sterilize it, and make it so that those pockets, they will shrink, and makes it much more easy for them to clean and decreases the amount of bacteria that sits in those pockets.
Yeah, and keeping healthy gums is so critical to good dental health. And using laser dentistry takes care of a lot of those things that used to be done manually. So I think that's a great, great stride you guys have made. And finally, a lot of people suffer from TMJ, and I know you offer TMJ therapy. What is the plan for somebody who's suffering from that?
So what we like to do is get them in and kind of hear what their experience is. Pretty much most patients who are having TMJ issues are very unique in their what's causing them pain. And so we listen to them and find out what their habits are. And we have lots of different modalities that we can use to help cure that. A lot of times it's very muscle related. And so we can do something like a little Botox in that muscle, and that solves the issue almost immediately. It's really amazing. Some people, it's more of an inflammation process, and going back to the lasers, we can use a laser in that area and do some low level laser therapy, and that really helps to remove that inflammation and get that healing up. We have things like dry needling, and then we often recommend patients who have TMJ issues to have some type of a hard splint that we will make them, a night guard, if you will. That really will help them to get that jaw in a more relaxed position when they're at nighttime, which is where we do most of our damage.
We're speaking with Dr. Stephen Davis of Cheyenne Mountain Dental Group. How do people get a hold of you and your practice?
You can either go to our website, which is CheyenneMountainDental.com, or you can call us here. We're at 719-576-3276. We have wonderful staff here, and they'll take great care of you. Right now, we're actually doing a new patient special where it's $150, and that includes the cleaning, x-ray exams, all that stuff that would normally need for those people who have in general a healthy mouth, and we'll get them taken care of and moving forward with their the health of their gums and their teeth.
Well, that's great news, and we want to say a special thank you to Dr. Stephen Davis of the Cheyenne Mountain Dental Group, Family Dentistry. Thank you for joining us in the Business Connection studio today.
Well, thank you again, Roger. I appreciate you having us.